more about it. So I just...
Blog Talk Radio.
Are we on the air?
Yes, you are.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready to be entertained by the sweet talent in internet radio? And now, here she is, Brown Sugar!
Can I have some brown sugar with that, please?
Brown Sugar Radio is where it all happens. Now here's your host, Brown Sugar.
What's going on, everybody? Y'all know it's Brown Sugar, and I want to say that tonight I am so tired. I am tired, not excited. I'm tired, but we're going to keep the show rolling anyway. I had to push the show back. I want to say that I apologize for bumping the show back. However, y'all know I'm faithful, so hey, even if it's late, I'm definitely going to make some things happen on the show. For my listeners, those of you who are just now joining us, what's up? Kissy Bomb, thank you for joining us on Brown Sugar Radio. And I just want to say that tonight I have just a general topic, you know, nothing real big. I wanted to kind of do the Hot or Not segment, get your opinion on some of the new singles that are out, and then also talk a little bit about black culture. What defines black culture? And, you know, before I get into that, I want to say that I had to push the show back because today was my stepson's 9th birthday. Yes. And so I was at a birthday party and had to push it back with my schedule that I had going on. And so I want to say thank you for joining me later on in this evening. But definitely, you know, Brown Sugar's always going to keep it live. What's going on, Eric and Adam Show? We got Rock Prince, Ed Lips, one of my loyal listeners. I appreciate you coming through tonight on the late night special. Like I said a few minutes ago, I had to bump the show back because today is Peanut's birthday. And so I want to say happy birthday and give a big shout out to Peanut, who is 9 years old today. So our topic today, before we get into what defines black culture, I wanted to do the Hot or Not segment. What's going on, Terry Dinn? Welcome to Brown Sugar Radio. I see you coming through. I have a few singles, but I'm going to wait because I see that the listeners are coming through slowly but surely. I want to... That's so cute. Thanks, Rock Prince. And Mimes, is it? Anyway, I just wanted to wait till some more listeners come in because I need your votes tonight. During the Hot or Not segment, what we do is we pretty much... let me get this here. Vote one if you think the song is hot, and then you vote two if you think that it's not. And this was fun. We did this last time. Hey, Cece, thanks for coming on back through. Another one of my loyal listeners coming through tonight. I'm trying to wait because I know that we're going to have some more join us. And so, anyway, like I said, my day has been just crazy, just busy, busy, busy. A lot going on. And I'm really excited because on this Thursday, we have the musicians that will be in the house. And what I want to do is, for those of you who don't know the musicians, they have the song Shake Something for the Camera Phone, all right, doing a fizzle. They also had D-Rock, who is the Ying and the Yin-Yang Twins, working with them heavily. And so y'all got to come through and show them brothers some love. They holding it down for the ATL. That'll be this Thursday. And spread the word, because definitely, like I said, these brothers are handling it and doing some great things. So you definitely want to make sure that you keep it locked. What's going on, PB? And we got CC here. I don't know why your membership keeps changing colors, CC. I done made you a member like 20 times. For those of you who want to be a Brown Sugar member, you can certainly join us in my other chat box, the one that's on my main page, and I'll mark you as a member. I see a lot of my loyal listeners coming through. Make sure you change your name. But those of you who are using the Blog Talk Radio, I certainly can shout you out, and I want to say thank you for adding Brown Sugar Radio in your favorites, because most definitely that way you can be notified when we have up-and-coming shows. Thank you so much. Ed Liff, I've been getting your reviews, and I want to say thank you for rating the shows. That it is really important to us that you take the time to rate the shows. I want to encourage all of you to please take the time and rate the shows that come on Brown Sugar Radio. You can choose anywhere from a 1 to a 5 star, and we certainly do appreciate that, okay? All right. Now, before we begin, I'd like to, like I said, wait. We got a few more listeners that are coming through. What's going on, Miss Heart to Heart? Thank you for joining us tonight on Brown Sugar Radio. And how this works is, like I said, I'm going to play 5 hot singles. There we go. I was wondering when you was going to call in. What's going on, PB?
Greetings and salutations, people.
Okay, it's late night special tonight.
Yeah,
okay, I know it's off our schedule, and like I said, you know what's a blessing, though? We still got loyal listeners that come through and support us, whether we 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock. I got to give a shout-out to Ed Lips and CC. They come through regularly. I appreciate the love, and then the new listeners I haven't seen before, Eric and Adam Show, definitely would love to have you come back, Miss Heart to Heart. Terry Ding and Rock Prince, I appreciate all of y'all coming through tonight. Okay, well, like I said, I've selected 5 songs, and I want to get your opinion. Now, how we roll is if you think the song is hot, you're going to hit 1 on the keyboard. If it's not, then you hit 2, okay? You already hitting buttons, not on the phone, the keyboard. Okay? Anyway, before we get started with that, though, because I'm waiting for a few more listeners to trickle on in, because I see that the chat room steadily filling up. How was your day today? What went on today in your schedule, PB?
Oh, pretty much nothing. The average day for me, you know, school, did a little work here and there, you know. I ain't no time off.
Right, same old, okay, you're busy with your classes. Oh, yeah, and for those of you who know, my sister Pocket was supposed to join us today, okay? Well, she, how about this, Pocket wants some tickets to go see The Color Purple, y'all. Can y'all believe this? Yes, The Color Purple. So she is seeing The Color Purple with my brother today, and she said that we're going to have to reschedule, maybe do a part 2, for the, well, how do we define black culture? So, it is what it is. All right, well, like I said, many of y'all know that today is Peanut's birthday. I was giving him a shout-out. I appreciate those who gave him a shout-out in the chat room. PB, I told you it's Peanut's birthday, right?
No, I know nothing about this.
Okay. Well, it's his birthday. He turned 9 today. Special day. So we had to postpone the show. All right. Well, I guess we're going to go ahead and start with our selections here. I see the chat room is full. As new listeners come through, I'll certainly notify them and tell them what's going on. Now, let's see. The first song I think that I'm going to start with is My Girl And I know some of y'all love her, some of y'all hate her. But I love me some Miss Jackson, y'all. Holla at me if she nasty.
Wow.
That's Miss Jackson.
At you.
Okay. Look, don't be hating on Miss Jackson. And her song is Feedback, and I want to get your opinions. What do you think? A lot of you have heard it. Some love it, some hate it. I'm going to play about the first maybe 30 to 60 seconds just to kind of give you a feel of the song, okay? And at that moment, let me know what you think. And then overall tonight, we're going to vote what hot new single is number one tonight on Brown Sugar Radio for the Hot or Not segment, okay? So, if without further ado, we're going to go ahead and we're going to roll Janet Jackson Feedback. Y'all, let me know what you think. Get your keyboards ready, y'all. Here we go.
Give me your boot.
Come on, y'all. We got two ones and two twos. We need a tiebreaker. It looks like we got two Janet Jackson lovers. We don't care what she come out with. Loyal fans. I myself, yes, voted a one, if y'all can't tell. Come on, where the rest of my votes at?
Don't care what she come out with.
Okay, everybody, we are back. I hope you can hear us now. This has been a crazy show. I want to say welcome to Brown Sugar Radio. We're going to try this again. Blog Talk always got something going on, but we're going to roll through the punches. Y'all know we fight back like Rocky, so it's all good. We're going to keep it moving. Can y'all hear me in the chat room? Can y'all hear me? Can you hear your girl, Brown Sugar? All right, PB, and you there?
I'm here.
Okay, you're back. Yay! All right. Oh, geez, thank you so much. Now, see, this right here has some loyal listeners. Y'all hang in there even when Brown Sugar gone. That's what's up. I appreciate the love. All right. Wow. Okay, so we were talking about PB's day and Peanut's birthday party, and I played feedback, which had two... you know, my computer kicked me out, so I don't even know what did Janet end with. Did you see the final tally, TV?
I mean, I think we needed a tiebreaker. I broke that tie with giving her a negative.
Oh, not Janet.
No, but seriously, though, like, you know, I got to give a shout-out to Janet because Janet had the number one album.
Yeah.
You know, I got to shout her out, even though I ain't feeling her, but some people are, you know.
That's what's up. What's going on, Hey Talk Sport? Welcome to Brown Sugar Radio. Thanks for stopping by. Homer Simpson, what's crack-a-lockin'? Another one of my loyal listeners. Appreciate y'all coming through tonight. That's what's up. All right. So the second single we're going to keep it rolling is Mariah Carey. I don't know where I got caught off at, but I want you guys to let me know your thoughts, and it's Touch My Body, y'all. Keep it locked. One for hot, two for not. Give it up.
You see, in a place to be.
You've been waiting for it, I'm waiting too. In my imagination, I'll be all up on you. I know you got that fever for me, 102. And boy, I know I feel the same, my temperature's through the roof.
If it's a camera up and hit, and it's only you for me, why I do. If it's a camera up and hit, and I bet like I just look on YouTube. Close up your on your mouth and brag about your secret rendezvous. I will hunt you down. My business like a windy interview. Between you and I,
touch my body, from your soul, from your mouth, to your soul. Touch my body, call me all the
same. I just wanna right, y'all, see we got 3 hearts.
Touch my body, let me all the same.
I'll keep the most fun. All right, that's what's up. So far we got 4 hearts for Mariah Carey, 5 hearts. All right. That's it. And I'm going to tell you, that must have really impressed PB if he gave it a 1 because he's hard to impress. That's what's up. All right, so Mariah Carey is hot. Hey, yay, yay. I got to give her a round of applause because she's doing her thing. Go ahead, Mariah. Now, Janet was or not, you say she ended up breaking with 3. I missed it because I got booted out.
I take that back. I didn't give it to Janet. Janet was
okay.
Janet was at 1.
Okay,
a
1. All right.
I
don't
hate Janet.
We got love for Janet. Rock Princess, you love that song? I do too. I love it. All right. We're going to go ahead and move to the number 3 song for tonight. And for those of you who are just joining us, welcome guest 1779. Big Spooks, I missed you. What's going on? I know you were asking me how can you get on my show. Email me at Brown Sugar Radio. Wait, what is it? What's my email address, TV? Brown Sugar Radio at yahoo.com. I don't email myself, so I don't know it. Email me, send me MP3 format. Please, I don't like the Windows one. And I'll listen to you and I'll check you out. That's what's up. Okay? Okay. Real talk sports, you gospel. That's what's up. Everybody need a little Jesus. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and move to the next single, and it is Missy Elliott. Y'all let me know if it's hot or not, and you know the rules. One, for those of you who are just joining us, if you think the song is hot. Two, if you think the song is not. All right? We're going to play about 30 to 60 seconds, y'all. Keep it locked.
The party is ending at 2 a.m. So whatever you must do it now.
Chain, chain, getting paid over here. Chain, chain, getting paid over here. Thursday, baby, bring it over here. Thursday, baby, bring it over here.
We got 4 2s and only 2 1s.
Look like chain, chain, don't bring it over here.
She's like, no.
Don't bring it over here.
She's like, no, take your money maker. Take your money maker. Y'all don't like that. I thought the brothers would go wild. Man, I love me some Missy Allen. She got this other one called Pom Pom, and I think it's a good cheerleading song. You feel me? You know, wait. What did Big Spook say? Oh, the chat box moving so fast. Yeah, we rocking tonight. We trying. Okay, it isn't hot. Oh, I missed it. Because Rocker Prince is saying that they agree with Big Spook, but what did Big Spook say? Can you retype it? It doesn't matter. It's hot. Okay. All righty. Okay, now the next one, PB, I already know he's going to give it a 2, but I really like, she's a new artist. I mean, brand spanking new, doing her thizzle. And I mean, she has a beautiful voice. When I first heard this artist that I'm going to introduce, I mean, I was like, who is that? Because her voice is so pretty to me. I thought she was black, okay? But when I seen the video, she's an Asian girl. And her name, or at least she looks Asian. She may not be Asian. She might be Hispanic. Who knows? But to me, she has the almond-shaped eyes and the long, dark, pretty hair. And her name is Asia Cruz. And the name of the song is Selfish. And I had let PB hear one day when I was listening to it. I was like, golly, you got to hear this song. This song is off the chain. He was like, mm-mm, I ain't feeling selfish. But I liked it. So y'all tell me what you think. Okay. Oh, Big Spook, how you going to give it a 2 already? Come on, Big Spook, give Asia a chance. Yes, Rock Prince, we getting it tonight. All right, here go Asia Cruz, Selfish. This is what's up.
It's your boy, Memph Hits. And this is another Hits Committee production, Asia Cruz.
Oh, real quick, and before I forget, wait, real talk sports, I want to tell you that the next Hot or Not segment, I will have gospel music for you. I'm going to have PB because PB has a listening ear for music, and, you know, we're going to work together, pick some gospel songs out for you, okay? So if you join us once a month, we try to do this. Come through next month. Keep checking the schedule. I'll make sure to show you some love, and we're going to play some gospel music for you, okay, on the Hot or Not segment. All right. Had to shout you out before I forget. All right, give it up, Asia Cruz.
It's your boy, Memph Hits, and this is another Hits Committee production, Asia Cruz.
Let's start off with acting in your toes. Lower your finger. Don't be coming at me with condescending demeanor. You don't even have the nerve to ever say that
Okay, is y'all feeling Asia Cruz? So far, I see two hots, one not. Can we get some more info? All right, three hots, four hots. That's what's up. All right, so Miss Asia Cruz has broke the hot segment. We got to go on and give it up. Asia Cruz is doing her fizzle. So that's what's up, what's up, what's up. Go on, Asia.
Yeah, boy.
All right. So now we're going to pick our next selection, and this one is really dear to my heart because, you know, your girl Brown Sugar is from the 702 area. And these next artists, they represent Vegas. And it's like, you know, you really don't hear too many artists coming from Vegas with the exception of Neo. You know, Neo out there doing the sizzle. And so, the Stu, wait a minute. You got more votes coming in for Asia. Big Spook, half. What? The Stu gave it a two. Now I got to Ed Lips two. Oh, dang it. Now I got to recount the votes. Jeez. I thought the Asia Cruz was a one. Okay, we got one, two, three, four, five ones. And then we got one. That half a vote don't count. You got to be yay or nay. Come on now, Big Spook.
Who nay?
One, two, three. She still won with the, she still won because she got more hots than not. Yes, Rocker Princess, this is I-15. How did you know? Rock Prince, I mean, I'm calling you Rock Princess. Yes, I-15. This is I-15. She gets a one. No, she gets a one. That's what's up. All right, she won. Okay. I-15, for those of you, is Lost in Love. Okay. Y'all got to let me know what's up and what do you think about this hot new single. They did debut their video on 106 in Park. However, I haven't heard or seen anything else from them. PB, have you heard or seen anything lately from I-15?
That's the group that's on the Soulja Boy song, right?
Yes, uh-huh.
No, I'm not looking for nothing from them. They scrap. Oh, okay, let's go ahead and get your song.
You be nice. 267, I do see you on the air. I'm going to go ahead and bring you live right now. 267, what's happening? You on the air with Brown Sugar.
What up, Brown Sugar? What's going on?
What's going on? Who's calling?
It's Philly King.
Oh, what's up, Philly King?
What's up? What's up?
Okay. Hey, you joining us tonight on our Hot or Not segment?
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt.
Oh, okay. That's what's up. Well, I'm going to play the next single, which is I-15. I'm sure you've heard of them before.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to play their single, Lost in Love. If you're feeling it, hit one on the keyboard for hot, and if not, hit two. Okay?
All right.
And,
I got
and then let the second half, I'm going to go ahead and keep you on the line because the second half of the segment is going to get juicy. We're going to talk about what defines black culture. We're going to get a little bit into that tonight. And then we'll have to do part two another time because Pocket, who was my sister, was supposed to join us tonight. And she didn't want some tickets to go see The Color Purple, so she ditched us tonight. I ain't mad at it, though. Heck, I'd ditch us too for Color Purple. Okay. All right, y'all, keep it locked. His I-15, Lost in Love. Let me know what you think. Get your votes ready.
But she's lost in love. My heart like it was a parade of fun, in and out of love, make me feel inadequate. If I tried to perfect it, she wouldn't even let me. And now it seems another man stole her heart, and so I'm off in the dust again. You rewind and play it back, I'm just gonna do it all over again.
Yeah. Perfect brain, quietest thing I ever seen. You put my away, but she's lost in love. She got me. She's lost in love. But she's lost in love. But she's lost in love.
Y'all didn't know I know how to get down like that, did you? Okay, so now what we're doing is we're going to vote, and I've been trying to tally up the votes. The chat box has been moving awfully fast. TB, what did you come up with the final tally? Do you see?
Everybody said water, said me.
Okay, we got one. I love this song, Terry Dean. You be putting too many twos and confusing me. It's cute, said the Stu. Is that how you pronounce your name? If I'm saying it incorrectly, please let me know. The song Flock. That's what Rock Princess said. Okay, so does that mean your vote is a two, Rock Princess?
Wait a minute.
Stu gave it a bunch of twos. Philly King gave it a two.
Oh, we got five twos?
CeCe gave it a two.
Yeah.
Now, Philly King, let me ask you, what made you get a song a two?
Oh, and I just wasn't really feeling it like that.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I mean, it was aight, but it wasn't quite all that.
Okay. All right. Well, you keeping it real. You know, you got to keep it 1,000 with her.
Yeah.
The Sue said, you got it. Now we got some wands coming. Rock Princess, Unique Star. All right. Welcome, Unique Star, for joining us. I don't know if I missed you earlier. All right. Well, now I got to recount the votes.
Mm.
See if it. Come on. All right, we have 1, 2. Let's see here. 3, 4, 5, 6 ones. And we have 1. PB, I ain't counting all them extra twos. 2, 3, 4. He said it sound gay, the Stew. Y'all funny. And we have 4 twos, it looks like. So it still got a hot. Wake up call show. Welcome. Thanks for coming back through tonight. P. Diddy? What? P. Diddy, shut up. What? Oh, I don't have that single. I would have loved to have played that. I don't have Band Day 26. We could maybe play that on the next one.
You don't even need it, because I'm going to give them a 2 already.
Oh, see? Now, y'all know y'all wrong. You wrong. Oh, that's just...
Actually, they got some good cuts, but their new single, it's not happening.
It ain't happening. You ain't feeling it, huh? Okay. So, tonight, out of all the songs that we played, we have to pick a winner. The ones that were hot, it looks like just about all of them, except for the Missy Elliott song, people pretty much they got the most votes. Who would you say in the chat room? I need you, my listeners, to tell me out of Janet Jackson, Mariah Carey, Asia Cruz, and I-15. Oh, I know, Philly King, you didn't get to hear them all. Oh, shoot. I'm trying to think if I want to go through and just play a little snippet. Okay, this is what I'm going to do. I'm just going to play about 10 seconds of each song, and you guys are going to pick the final winner for tonight, okay? So who is the winner for the hot new single? I'm going to play Janet for 10 seconds, maybe 15, because she has an intro in the beginning, so you can hear the song and not her intro. All right? Okay, y'all get ready to vote for the number one hot song tonight on Brown Sugar Radio. Here's Janet Jackson's Feedback.
Give me a
boom. Back to back to my Asian persuasion. I tested it all. That's how we grow. That's your weakness. Do you like my stare?
All right. That's Janet Jackson.
Like a rocket down.
Now we're going to move it right on along.
Scorpio.
Yeah. Switchboard got a mind of its own, okay? All right. Now the next song that we're going to do is Mariah Carey, Touch My Body. Let me know what you think.
You see, in a place to be. been waiting for it, I'm waiting too. In my imagination, I'll be all up for you. I know you got that feeling.
Okay. I'm like, boy, this switchboard is acting up. They want to play the song 5 or 6 times. Hey, I'm sorry. Y'all hear my 2-year-old in the background tripping. You hush. You can't vote tonight. All right. Now, let's see here. The next song is Missy Elliott. Y'all dog Missy. I like that song. I mean, it ain't like a, I don't know. To me, it's a good song. You know what I mean? Put it on. Work out. You feel me? It's a good chilling song. I like it. All right, anyway, Missy Elliott, Ching-a-ling, number 3.
The party is ending at 2 a.m. So whatever you must do, do it now.
Ching, ching, getting paid over here. Ching, ching, getting paid over here. Thursday, baby, bring it over here. Thursday, baby, bring it over here.
Number 4 is Asia Cruz, Selfish. All right, y'all got to keep it. Like I said, she's a new artist. On Asia Cruz and I-15 are the ones that are the newest artists, whereas Janet, Missy, and Mariah, which is kind of unfair for me to even put Asia and I-15 in the same category because they're already well-known artists. However, I'm still doing it because I like the song. All right, Asia Cruz is number 4. Tell me what you think.
Corner Boy. This your boy, Memph Hits. And this is another Hits Committee production. Asia Cruz.
Let's start woo. Talking woo. Back in
okay, and the 5th song tonight, I'm playing all these for my new listeners that have just joined us. The 5th song, if you feel this is going to be the song of the night, it's I-15. I seen you, Big Spook, saying I-15s don't take it. We'll see. Let us know if I-15, Lost in Love, is your voice, I can't even talk, your vote for tonight. 416, I see you. If you just hold on, give me 10 more seconds.
But she's lost in love.
Okay, so who, I see someone said, please stop the song. Y'all crazy. Alrighty. No, I have not, Rock Players, heard the new song by Solange Knowles. I was asking if it was tight. Please, if you can send, email it over to me, to brownsugarradio@yahoo.com. I love to play new singles and get my listeners' opinions. And what this also does is it helps to give me a feel for which artists to request to be on the show, okay? Like I said earlier, you know, the musicians are going to be coming through this Thursday loud and clear, doing they fizzle. We may have D-Rock from the Yin Yang Twins join us. I'm not quite for sure. We may just want to focus, though, on the musicians because D-Rock is no longer a member of the group. He started it with his brother and several other members, and now they've branched off and they're pretty much doing their own thing. But definitely you want to show some love this Thursday. All right, so let us know, was it number 1, Janet Jackson, 2, Mariah Carey, 3, Missy Elliott, 4, Asia Cruz, or 5, I-15? Go ahead and type in the name now, and we'll add up the votes. Who do you think is going to be the number 1 song of the night for Hot New Single on Brown Sugar Radio? All right, number 2. Can y'all put the name? Well, I guess y'all put number 2. Put the name of the person. Who do you think? Okay, I see a vote for I-15. All Mariah Carey, okay. Mariah, I-15. It looks like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Y'all know me. I'm about to say Janet. I love my girl Janet. I-15, we got 2 votes for I-15, 1 for Janet, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 for Mariah. Uh-oh, a vote for Asia. Y'all quit dogging out my Janet Jackson. All right, it looks like Mariah Carey won for the hot new single for tonight. So that's what's happening. Y'all got to give it up for Mariah Carey. That's what's up. All right, 416, I see you holding there patiently. You're on the air with Brown Sugar. What's happening? Who's calling? 416?
I know, they were laughing.
What's going on?
Their heads off. It was like more than one, too, but all I heard was laughing.
416, are you there? Okay, I guess they ain't ready to come on the air yet. 416, can you hear me?
Totally, man.
I just want everybody else
to show. Oh, well, we have to pick them up another time. All right, so you still hanging in there with us, Philly?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, we're going to go ahead and move on to the second half of the show. Cause things are crazy tonight. We had some technical difficulties earlier in the show. And PB and I want to kind of touch up a little bit on what defines black culture. And originally, like I said, this was a topic that my sister Pocket had selected. And we wanted to get the listeners' opinions. So for those of you who want to call in, you're more than welcome to join us at 646-716-8697 to let us know your thoughts on what defines black culture, all right? But before we start taking callers, I do see the phone lines filling up. PB and I, we're going to share our thoughts, and then you're more than welcome to join in, okay? And then since I got you on, Philly King, you're welcome to share your thoughts as well. Okay, PB, go ahead and you start first, and then I will tell them my thoughts on what I think is black, what defined as black culture.
Okay. Well, I definitely would start off by saying that, you know, I really hate that we stereotype, have the stereotype as a such thing as acting black and a such stereotype as acting white. But, I mean, really, once you think, after, like, at first, I really didn't pay too much attention to it. Then last night, me and Sugar was on the phone, and we were talking about it a little bit, and I kind of, it took me back to the whole, what was the Flavor of Love thing with Becky Buckwild from the I Love New York show.
Okay.
And I kind of got to thinking about, you know, how the way she was carrying on, you know, trying to get back wild. You know.
Right.
And so I kind of thought, I was thinking about it. I was like, you know, in a way, that dude, the way she was coming on, it kind of seemed like she was kind of trying to act back, but she said that's the way she was raised, you know, but I don't really define, after thinking about it, I really don't kind of define it as acting black because I have never seen a black person that act the way she carried on. So, you know, and I mean, I really have no problem with it. I think that it has more to do with the where you was raised, your environment, your community, your surroundings. I don't think it has nothing to do with who, you know, if you see somebody on TV, if you want to act, you know, I think it has nothing to do with that. I think it's the way you was raised, your surroundings, your community, or whatnot.
Right. Absolutely. And I was thinking as far as black culture as a whole. Rock Prince, my email is brownsugarradio@yahoo.com. Okay, and it's sugar, S-U-G-A. All right, welcome guest 1796 for joining us tonight as we are changing the topic and we're moving along. What defines black culture we're discussing? And I feel like this topic all got started when, for those of you who missed our interracial dating show, and I was sharing with my sister how if I was to date a man of a different race, I prefer a man that had black culture. And so she was like, well, what is culture? And kind of got into this big discussion. And her main thing was, I feel like culture is not a person, it's a lifestyle. And I told her, I said, well, I feel, yes, you're right, but at the same time, every culture started from an ethnic heritage, okay? For instance, like a Spanish culture, you know, they have their foods and certain ways that they celebrate, like with the bull run and different things in Spain, you know what I'm saying? Whereas with the black culture, we have our MLK walks that we do. We also have our foods, the soul food that we like to cook, collard greens, and we have our fried chicken, and you know what I mean? It's a certain things that our culture has designed for us or that we grew up in. You know, some people, they like pig's feet and, you know, fried oxtails, you know what I'm saying? Tidlins. And a lot of them are stereotypes, yes. And my sister was getting frustrated because she felt like us as a black culture, we get stereotyped so much, you know, on television with the gold teeth, the saggy pants, you know, with the fancy cars and, you know, showing all the cash and the music videos. She was upset because she felt like black people were being, black women were being degraded in the music videos, shaking their behind, this, that, and the other. And so I really am upset she's not here today because she could really break it down and express how she truly was feeling. But I just believe that our culture, you know, is embraced. You have to pass it down or else you're not going to be able to identify with your culture. It all starts from your grandparents and your great-grandparents and, you know, just being able to identify, like with mixed races, by all means, I'm sure that they want to know both sides, you know, of their backgrounds and their history, you know. So, Billy King, did you have anything you wanted to share with us about black culture, defining the black culture? Uh-oh, he's muted. What happened? Did we lose him? Billy King, did we lose you? Uh-oh.
Okay.
416?
Oh, 416? What's good?
What's going on?
Talk to me.
I couldn't hear you earlier. Who's on the line?
Remy, baby girl. What's good? Well, what's the topic for tonight? Culture?
Yes, we're talking about black culture, and we just want to get your thoughts. Like, what do you feel defines black culture or your thoughts on our black culture as a whole?
All right. What I feel is people need to stop bringing down our own people. You know what I mean? It's like almost like saying stop oppressing the oppressor.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, by us depriving ourselves of what we're entitled to only kills us. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, in other words, we need to uplift ourselves and learn from each other as opposed to fighting against each other. Because the only way we're going to survive in this world is if we learn from each other. You know what I mean? Real talk. Like if we look forward to our future, we'll never get there if we keep depriving ourselves of what we're entitled to. I don't. It's a lot deeper than what it sounds like. But if you listen to it, it makes a lot of sense.
Right, I hear you.
Like right now, they got a song out for Barack Obama. You know what I mean? That's about to go platinum any day. I mean, it tells you, like, not just about the song, but I mean in general. Like, we got to uplift ourselves, congratulate ourselves, you know what I mean? For all we've been through and what we're still going through, we thrive and stay alive and continue thriving, right? Especially in these days and times, because considering that times is almost coming to an end, right?
Mm.
Like, look at the weather. I don't know where y'all at, but where I'm at, it's snowing. You know what I mean? It snows outside, and it's about to turn to spring in like a couple of days. You know what I mean? It's like the coming of the time. So that helps to show us that something ain't right, and we ain't contributing to do something right. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
It's better, man.
It's better.
Absolutely.
Like, this isn't bettering ourselves as opposed to trying to embedder other people. You know what I mean? Like, look at ourselves as a whole and try to embedder ourselves, right? Living life to the fullest as opposed to waiting to live life.
Waiting and letting life happen. Right, becoming proactive. I hear you.
But every proactive, you got to be able to react. You know what I mean?
Right. I hear you.
Hey, it's the times. It's the coming of the times. If you don't have it mentally, you'll never have it.
And I'm sorry, I didn't catch your first name. What was your first name?
Remy, like the drink. Remy Martin, like Remy.
Remy, okay.
Yeah. You can't forget that.
Well, thank you so much, Remy. I certainly do appreciate your thoughts tonight, and I appreciate you being a listener on Brown Sugar Radio. Please come back and join us again, most definitely.
Real talk. It's been a pleasure.
All right, thanks. Thanks, Remy. You have a good evening.
Yeah, you
okay,
too.
Sugar, before you take another call.
Okay.
Let me just intervene real quick, because something I want to address real quick about, I know you said your sister not here, Pocket's not here, but you know, it's a lot of women out there that feel that the hip-hop artists portray the women in the video models, in a bad light. But
okay.
See, this is something that I want to address. What we are forgetting is that video model, I mean, it's nothing, it's like a regular job, a 9-to-5, you know, you go audition for the video. You know, you make that decision whether you want to get in there and shake something fast or you want to shake something slow or you don't want to show some skin. You know, you make that decision. So what we are forgetting is that they don't have to do this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's always somebody out there that want to get their stardom, want to get their extra attention that the average person don't get. But, you know, it's going to be somebody out there willing to go a little step farther than you're willing to go, you know. Like, if, I don't know how many things the old video clipper, they had a superhead when she was on the Mystical video. She was on that going topless, you know, and everything, you know, because she wanted to get out there. You know, when you know for doing stuff, you know for going that little extra mile, you going extra, doing extra than what the other person doing. More people are going to want you in their video.
Right.
So, you know, she did what she had to do to make it. So, you know, we saying that the women are degrading, but The hip-hop artists aren't degrading the women. The women are degrading themselves. So we need to quit blaming the hip-hop and just blame that person themselves, because that's who it is.
Everybody
not in the video. I've seen plenty of video models that's not out there shaking it and taking off their clothes and stuff, you know?
Right. That's true. You're absolutely right about that. And I do believe that, you know, as an adult, you make your own decisions and you need to be responsible for those choices. And, I mean, if you want to put yourself in a negative or a positive limelight, you have the power to do that. It's all in the matter of the choices that you make in life, you know. And I agree with that 1,000%, most definitely. For those of you who want to join us, most definitely you can join us at 646-716 8697. We have a few minutes remaining on the show. I actually extended the show because we had some problems earlier with the show running and starting up. So I do apologize for any inconvenience we have caused this evening. I'm going to take a quick commercial break, but those of you who want to call in after the commercial, certainly you can reach us, like I said, at 646-716-8697, all right? And we'd love to get your opinion on what do you feel defines black culture. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hey, darlings, this is Chi-Town's finest host of Situation Saturdays, an amazing variety show right here on Blog Talk Radio. Join me every Saturday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 Central, and 6 Pacific, and now on a new day, Thursday night, same time, same place. Check me out at www.blogtalkradio.com/Chi1. That's C-H-Y-O-N-E. And don't forget, tune in, chime in, and speak on it.
bass.
Everything in between. Make sure you check me out every Friday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, and 4 p.m. Pacific. You can find me at www.blogtalkradio.com/life, love, and everything in between.
Need to hook up your MySpace page? Or you need that official fly for this special event of yours? TV Creations, graphic and web design. TV Creations, bring your business to life for very low prices. We also design websites, album covers, and offer photography sessions as well. TV Creations, www.tvcreations.com. That's Creations with a Z. Let us bring your vision to life.
Brown Sugar Radio.
Brown Sugar Radio.
That's where it's happening. The most impressive show
on internet radio.
Brown Sugar Radio. You don't want to miss a segment of excitement.
We have the hottest celebrities, interviews, and gossip.
Breathtaking
topics. The latest fashion.
Health and beauty tips.
Underground hip-hop and R&B.
And artists to make you groove. And the best fans to chat with.
Come and chill with the girl Brown Sugar every Tuesday and Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
I'm gonna take my time so I can get a sensual seduction.
All right, guys. And we are back, and I just want to say thank you so much for hanging with us tonight. It's been a rough night, and we're making it do what it do on Brown Sugar Radio. What's going on, Zine Queen? Thank you for coming through tonight and joining us. And so tonight's topic, we're going to get a little bit into black culture, what defines it, and I just feel that you can't really turn to the media for everything, although I know some people may do that. However, it all starts with, you know, knowing who you are, you know, knowing yourself and not turning to the TV for a lot of things. And I think that's the thing my sister was frustrated about. She just felt like the media portrays black people in a negative manner. And, you know, I can't say that for all media, because certainly we do have choices in life. But one thing I certainly can say is that, you know, we have the ability to control what we look at on TV, what we listen to on the radio. Just cut it off if you don't like what you're seeing or what you're hearing. One of the main things, I guess, is that her main concern was for children, you know, who are easily influenced, whereas adults, we pretty much have a mind of our own and we could be a little bit more firm with our decisions, whereas children can be a little bit more easily persuaded. I just feel like as a black woman, learning, it's my personal responsibility to learn as much as I can about my black culture and about the history, everything from Rosa Parks to Coretta Scott King, you know, from Aretha Franklin to Patti LaBelle, learning about rhythm and blues. You know what was funny, PB? I was reading an article the other day that said hip-hop did not start from black people. It actually started in Greece. And I don't know how accurate that is, because I'm like, okay, they said a Greek man, he's the one that started it, hip-hop. And I, you know what, for part two, when we have our next show, I'm going to find that article and print it up and read a little bit about it, because I'm not for sure how accurate that is. But I want to find out the roots, you know, where hip-hop actually came from. and go from there, you know? But I don't know. What are your thoughts on, you know, people saying that hip hop did not start in the black culture? Have you heard that before?
See, it depends on how you want to do this. Because actually, hip hop, I would have to disagree with that because first and foremost, we had rap before we had hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
right.
I forgot exactly what rap stands for, but it has something to do with what is it? Rhythmic tip? Well, I don't even know. Something got
right.
something to do with poetry or something. But anyway,
okay.
What it has to do with, it's nothing but a person saying their pick. You know, like, it's just like poetry. A person saying their words over beat.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I don't know how long ago this time hip hop came about.
Okay.
But I definitely don't think it was. I don't want to just necessarily say it, because I mean that would be racist to just say black people started. It would just be racist to
right.
say white people started. You know, I don't know who started it, but
right, right.
I would definitely say it's most, no matter who started, it's most known within the black culture. I would put it that way.
Right, right, predominantly.
Yeah.
In the black culture, exactly. Well, we're going to have a part two segment on this, ladies and gentlemen. Definitely keep it locked. We're going to have more insight on, you know, how we can certainly have a more debatable topic, you know, and learn more about some of the stereotypes that people are putting out there, you know. It's a little frustrating to me when, you know, some people that have never truly lived around a predominantly black neighborhood or around diversity types of neighborhoods have stereotypes about the other person. So we kind of want to break that, break the ice, and kind of go through that the next time. Like I said, we really can't do the show that we truly intended because Pac is not here, you know, and she had her views, and we kind of wanted to go over that tonight. But being that she's not here and she is at the Color Purple tonight, I definitely want to say that we will absolutely follow this show up because it is something that I think is important. We don't want to fall into the stereotypical ways of thinking or be labeled as, oh, you know, all black people do that, because it's not true. You know, what's acting black, what's acting white. We want to go over all that over the next show. And so we're going to pretty much for tonight go ahead and call it a night. I do see more listeners coming through. What's going on, Marcus L. Boston? I think I've seen you before here. You're not a new listener. You're coming back. Thank you for rejoining us. I appreciate that. And we're going to go ahead and continue this discussion at another time because TB and I, we definitely want to have our facts together. We don't want to mislead anyone, okay? So with the information, that'll give us time to kind of research and find out more information on rap, hip-hop. Definitely, I know rhythm and blues and jazz, now that started with our culture, didn't it, TV, or you're not for sure about that either?
You say rap?
Rhythm and blues and jazz, and not jazz, rhythm and blues and, yeah, I did say jazz. I don't necessarily think jazz is a African-American thing, though. That's across the board.
And so, you know, to me, I kind of think about it the way, I don't know if you've seen the movie Dreamgirls and whatnot. You know, I don't think you would never really get to the bottom of it because, like, in the movie Dreamgirls, you had the black people, the black artists that were making songs, you know, but the songs weren't making radio. So then you had the white artists that was coming through remaking the black people's songs. So, you know, I think you'll probably never get to the point where you'll actually find out who started what first, you know.
Right, okay. Absolutely a debatable topic, you know, and we want to see. And like I said, my sister, she is in a biracial relationship. That's how this topic took place. and she wanted to kind of talk about, well, what is black culture? Because I'm always telling her, you know, I want to be able to date a man that can relate to my culture. And she was saying, well, why would you want to date someone that has the same culture as you? That's boring. You won't learn anything. But, I mean, hey, different strokes for different folks, right? We all have our preferences, and there's nothing wrong with that. But to get deeper into the conversation of culture, I will definitely have to book another show. So stay tuned and look forward to that next month as we continue part two for how do we define black culture. You know, what is it? Everything from the way that we walk, the way that we talk, the foods that we eat, the song, the music we listen to, the way that we dress. It's so many different things that defines a culture, everything down from your religion. You know, what do you believe in? It's funny, too, because that's a totally different topic. A lot of churches now seem to be going to non-denominational. They're not even saying Baptist anymore, or like one of the stereotypes, how they say, well, all Mexican people are Catholics and all black people are Baptists. You know, that's another stereotype. So we could really get deep into this discussion, you know, and I definitely want to do it. We're running out of time this evening. So for those of you who have any questions or comments, definitely email us on defining the black culture, different points that you'd like for us to address for the next show. Email us at brownsugarradio@yahoo.com. And certainly add us to your MySpace. You can check us out at www.myspace.com/brownsugar, S-U-G-A, in Vegas. All right.
Put us in your top friends. Top us.
Yeah. Put us in your top friends, most definitely. And we appreciate the love. So add us now, and we'll get to you. And definitely, I appreciate you coming through tonight. Also, create a user account on Blog Talk Radio and add us in your favorites so you can be notified when we have up-and-coming shows. Tonight is a late-night special. However, regularly we meet every Tuesday and Thursday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So keep it locked. This Thursday we have the musicians. Next Tuesday we got the sultry hip-hop diva Tequila in the house, who's burning up the charts with a hot new single. And then next Thursday we got T. Cadillac, baby. Y'all got to check them out. Check them out. Check them out. Sizzle, Tweet Cadillac has worked with AMG, DJ Quick, just to name a few. It's all in business, okay? So check him out. He's coming all the way from California next Thursday. He's going to be in the house. So, PB, did you have anything else, any announcements or anything that you wanted to go over before we close for tonight?
Not much. I definitely can holler at your boy at www.pbcreationsbestcreationswithaz.com. Holler at your boy, show your boy some love. And that's pretty much it, you know. Holler at me.
That's what's up. All right. Okay. Well, I certainly do appreciate each and every one of y'all coming through tonight and then working with us through all the technical difficulties and my hollering kids in the background. It's been a crazy night. But definitely, I'll be here next Thursday, not the same time, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for the musicians. I don't have anything else at this time, so we're going to go ahead and close. I just want to say thank you so much, you guys, for working with us tonight through all of the ups and downs. We'll be back Thursday night. Thank you for tuning in to Brown Sugar Radio, where entertainment is extraordinary. Y'all make it a good night.
Brown sugar, babe, I get high off your love. I don't know how to be.